I did not want to be the dad who put all of his energy into work and didn't bring any of it to the house. I didn't want to be the dad that threw everything into that project or into that team member and had nothing to give to my kids and my wife when I got home. What in your life do you absolutely 100% need to change in your life to make the impact you want to make, or be the husband or wife or father or mom or friend or son or daughter that you want to be, or leader? What in your life do you absolutely need to do to ensure that you're going to be healthy and be around for a long time? I want you to be around for a long time. I want our Carrot community to make an impact. That's why I do what I do. I've got a micro episode of the Carrot Cast coming at you right before the new year. Hope you had an amazing, amazing Christmas and you're gearing up for the new year. And also, if you have not signed up for my annual, epic annual planning call, go to carrot.com/epic. That's carrot.com/epic. And on the Saturday after Christmas, I'm doing a live call, diving in Saturday morning, diving in. And I'm just showing you how to really plan out your year on the personal level and the business level to crush it and have an epic, epic year in 2019. I've changed a lot of my processes. So if you've been on my epic planning calls over the past years, my processes adjust and change as I grow and I learn new things and have new mentors and all those things. So I've got a lot of new process that simplified it. Go to carrot.com/epic. But the reason I wanted to do this episode, I took a picture, woke up this morning, looked out my window, and I've done a lot of posts and pieces of content over the years talking about visualizing and talking about change and changing habits and really doing those things. I'm pulling up to the office right now, really doing those things that impact your life in a positive way today, not tomorrow, because for 6+ years, every single year around this time of the year, y'all, when I was doing my planning, every year I would write down on the piece of paper, one of my personal goals was to be in the best shape of my life that year. I did it when I was 30. I did it when I was 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. I'm 36 now. And the one change that I made around the start of last year is I did not write that as a goal for 2018. It was the first year in 6 years I did not write that to be a goal to get in great shape. It wasn't a goal. I made no goals around getting in shape, nothing. What I had to do was completely be convicted in my mind that day in October that it was happening, that it was 100% happening, okay? This is the time of the year, y'all, when people create New Year's resolutions. I would do that in the past too. This is the time of year when people believe and hope and wish that they'll be a better version of themselves this next year, but they're gonna wait until January 1st to have that resolution. This is the time of year when people create ideas for better habits, but they say, I'm gonna do that next week, next month, 2 weeks from now, 4 days from now. The one change I made a year ago that made it work to where I am in the best shape of my life, except for maybe when I was 21 years old in college playing baseball. The one change is I didn't wait till tomorrow. I didn't wait till next week. I didn't wait till New Year's like I had always done. When we wait till tomorrow to do that big thing, to create that big habit that we've been knowing we need to create in our lives, when we wait till next week to finally start that diet, when we wait till Monday and it's Friday to say, hey, I'm going to start the diet Monday, when we wait until, you know, Thursday to go on the run and start running instead of today, it's not going to happen. If we're not ready to do it today, the change has not happened in our minds already. And to make big habits work and to make big habits actually stick, the change has to happen in our minds, not in our schedule. Way too many of us, myself included, try to make change based on a schedule. Hey, I will do this day. That doesn't happen. It doesn't work. The change has to happen in your mind. The schedule will follow. So how do you make the change happen in your mind? The first thing is you've got to need it. Okay, you can't just want it. For me, with working out, being in shape, I just kind of wanted it. Like I wanted to get my six pack back. I wanted to feel better, not have my back hurt most of the day because, you know, I work behind a desk, even with stand-up desks. I wanted to feel better when I was out there on the mountain bike trails, and I didn't want to be the guy that was tired every single time and getting whooped and holding the group back. I wanted those. I didn't need them. As soon as October last year rolled around and I was looking at my year ahead, I was looking at who I would have to become to lead my team through this next phase. I couldn't be the same guy. As we were crossing over 20 team members, that's new uncharted territory. You have to hire managers who hire people. We literally had someone start this week on Monday. I never met the person until it was their first day of work. Now, we're adjusting the process moving forward, I want to be able to make sure that I have that final interview with the person, not for me checking our team's work. They did an amazing job. She's amazing. We're fortunate as heck to have her. She's a perfect culture match. They did amazing. It's to bring that employee into Carrot in the type of experience we would want to bring a customer into our business. So that's why we're changing that process. We want to give that employee an even better experience coming in. But I didn't meet her until her first day of work. Actually, her second day of work. I didn't meet her until her second day of work. So that's how I had to really change. I had to get over that hurdle and really jump up a leadership level. And I was like, you know what? I cannot do this and be the husband I want to be and be the father I want to be and have energy at the end of the day unless I get my butt in shape. It became a need at that point. It was a need. And then literally that day when I was writing those things down, I was getting ready to put a goal, a New Year's resolution, as many of you are doing right now. I'm going to start this January 1st. I crossed it off and I said, that's not starting January 1st. This is happening right now, today. And so I sat there with my assistant, Jen, and I said, hey, what's the thing that's 100% guaranteed that this happens, that this change happens today, not tomorrow, not next week, not Thursday? What guarantees this change happens today? And so I wrote down two action items. I said, please go find four personal trainers today that match this criteria and bring them to me by Thursday this week. I'll choose one that day. We start working out the next week. We didn't have any gym equipment. We didn't have a workout plan. I created a budget for it because I knew, even though this is expensive, it would cost me about $450, $500 a month to have that guy come into our office. But it's amazing. I wouldn't change it for the world. It's completely changed my life. I don't have afternoon crashes anymore. I have energy all day long. I drink way more water, work out almost every single day. And I just don't have afternoon crashes anymore. It's changed my life and it's up-leveled my ability to lead my team. It's up-leveled my ability to come home and have energy when I get home. And that's the big thing is I did not want to be the dad who put all of his energy into work and didn't bring any of it to the house. I didn't want to be the dad that threw everything into that project or into that team member and had nothing to give to my kids and my wife when I got home. And I was that guy for a period of time. Not every day, but many days. Many days I would get home and I was just beat. I was tired. You know, my eyes would hurt. My lower back would hurt. The kids would want to run around and play and all those things. I wasn't waking up early in the morning. It was hard for me and I felt lethargic and tired. And like almost like I had a hangover every single morning, and I wasn't drinking. I wasn't drinking at all. I just hadn't really been treating my body well. I wasn't drinking enough water, was eating some food after 8 o'clock, was eating some sweets, you know, after 8 o'clock. And I'd started to recognize these patterns in my body. Anytime I eat a bunch of carbs, my body feels like crap. So I stopped eating hamburgers and stopped eating all those kinds of things at lunch during workday. I eat healthy foods during the workday. I love those kinds of foods. But actually, I don't miss them at all because I don't miss the way I would feel 1, 2, 3 hours after I ate that stuff. I don't miss the way that I would feel when I woke up in the morning and felt like I had a hangover and I couldn't start the day good. Okay? So in that moment, I completely changed and was convicted that this isn't what I will do. This is who I am right now. This isn't what I will do in the future. This isn't what I will do in the New Year's resolution. This isn't what I will do tomorrow. This isn't what I'm going to do Friday. This isn't what I'm going to do Thursday. This isn't what I'm going to do next month. This is who I am right now. So I want to challenge you right now. What in your life do you need to change? Not want. What in your life do you absolutely 100% need to change in your life to make the impact you want to make or be the husband or wife or father or a mom or friend or son or daughter that you want to be or leader? What in your life do you absolutely need to do to ensure that you're going to be healthy and be around for a long time? I want you to be around for a long time. I want our Carrot community to make an impact. That's why I do what I do. We had a client of ours, Pavel, come up from California, and he's an immigrant from Russia, moved to the States about 12 years ago. And he had his son up here, Elijah. And Elijah's, I think he's a senior in high school. And they drove up here for lunch, literally hung out here for about an hour, hour and a half, and he drove back to California. And I got a text about a week later. And this is why I needed to make that change a year ago. This is why it could not be a New Year's resolution. I got a text about a week later from Pavel. He says, I talked with my son on the drive home, and he said, hey, is Trevor a millionaire? And Pavel said, well, yes, I think he is. And his son said, well, why does Trevor keep coming to work? Why does he keep working? And Pavel said, well, he doesn't need to work, but that's how he makes his impact. He's able to make an impact through work. And he said that that completely changed Elijah's mindset. He said that completely changed the way that Elijah had been thinking about work and why you continue to work. I know a lot of us are brought up that we work so then we can have a bunch of money in the bank and we can retire and then we can finally enjoy things, right? Then we can finally enjoy things. That's all backwards. It's like that work should be the enjoyment. That work should be the thing that helps you make the impact. That work should be the thing that fuels your passion. It doesn't have to be your passion. It can fuel it though. That's what that work is. So what do you need to do this next year? And what do you need to be? Who do you need to be today to live that life this next year? What changes and habits have you been putting off because you're going to do them tomorrow? You're going to do them at a New Year's resolution. You're going to start that diet next week. You're going to start waking up early tomorrow, 2 days from now. You're going to start drinking more water next week or tomorrow. You're going to start working out on Friday. What do you need to change? Make that conviction today if it's something you actually truly need. Don't wait till tomorrow. Throw New Year's resolutions in the can where they belong. Resolutions are for people who aren't serious about making change. You know that if you had a life event that forced you to change today, right now, something happened to a family member, something happened to your leg, you broke your leg and you can no longer do whatever it was doing, that change would happen immediately. You can deal with immediate change. You can deal with it. If you had to make an adjustment in your business because the market shifted and you had to make the change, you would make that change today. But why is it so hard for us to proactively say, I'm not waiting till tomorrow, I'm not waiting till New Year's Day, I'm doing this now? And I want to challenge you to do that. I got to head into the office. So make that change today. Do not set a New Year's resolution, y'all. If you have one that keeps on trickling into the new year, what I highly suggest you do is sit down today and be that person today. Figure out how to make that change right now. Don't wait a week. Don't wait a day. Don't wait till tomorrow. The future starts today. I know it sounds corny, but it does. All right. Crush it, y'all. Go to carrot.com/epic, carrot.com/epic. We're going to dive in Saturday morning. It's going to be live streamed. And we're going to plan out your year. All right. We're going to create real change. We're going to create real change right now. And another cool event we've got coming up in January is our Carrot Online Summit. We'll give you the URL for that here in a bit. But by the time, actually we'll do it right now. By the time you're listening to this, you will see the link up there. It's going to be carrotsummit.com, carrotsummit.com. It's a two-day summit where I've been doing some amazing interviews with some of the biggest investors in the country this month. We recorded them and we're going to be putting them up on the Carrot Summit webpage. It's all free. We're going to be putting up on the Carrot Summit webpage. Those 2 days, we take them down. It's going to be just like a live event. So on Monday, those events go up on Monday. They come down Monday. They go into the vault on Tuesday. They go up, or not Tuesday. I think it's Wednesday and Thursday. On the next day, they go up and then they come down. They go in the vault. If you want access to those ongoing, there will be recordings that you can purchase. If you buy them before Carrot Summit starts, just go to carrotsummit.com. If you buy them before Carrot Summit starts, they're only $100. They're going to be 50% off. So go to carrotsummit.com, grab those recordings so you can listen to every single session. We're going to be diving into what is the market doing ahead from some of the smartest people in the industry. We're going to be talking with many companies that are doing 100 plus deals a year. All these companies are high six-figure to seven-figure, some eight-figure businesses, some of the biggest market experts, market trend experts in the industry, people that are going to be talking on day two about how to really set up your business to scale, how to really get freedom from your business, how to really grow your business to where it doesn't control you, but you own it. It doesn't own you. That's going to be day two. Day one's all about getting more leads and closing more deals in this market environment. So go to carrotsummit.com. I'm pumped to see you there. Before then, go to carrot.com/epic, and we will see you Saturday, right before New Year's Day. All right, have an amazing, amazing rest of the day. Make change today.